I'm with North Dakota Highway Patrol Captain Brian Neewin. Brian, we have multiple crashes on Friday west of Valley City. Tell us what you were able to decipher from all of these multiple crashes.
So about 10:30 this morning, we received a call of multiple vehicles that were involved in a pileup collision that occurred I-94 about 2 miles west of the Oaks exit. And, you know, we had some reduced visibility in that area. It kind of came and went. And at the time of the crash, the visibility was near zero. And the first initiating event was a commercial motor vehicle and a pickup pulling a trailer with snowmobiles on it actually sideswiped each other on the interstate at that location. It appears one of those snowmobiles fell off of the trailer onto the roadway. And then as traffic came into that scene, they were swerving to avoid striking that snowmobile, and then some additional crashes occurred. Ultimately, it ended up we had 5 commercial motor vehicles, 12 passenger cars that ended up crashing in numerous collisions at that location. There was 3 parties that were transported to Mercy Hospital in Valley City. 2 of them were treated and released. 1 was transported to Fargo to Sanford Hospital with some serious non-life-threatening injuries.
And how long were your troopers at the scene processing this from beginning to end?
So the road closure happened again right about 10:30. So the road reopened 1:15, 1:30, so it was about a 3-hour closure. We were assisted by the Barnes County Sheriff's Department on scene and with that road closure, along with the Department of Transportation, to ensure that additional vehicles didn't come into that crash scene location, strike the vehicles that were disabled there already, and then also to protect our first responders, which included, you know, Barnes County Ambulance, the Valley City Fire Department. There was Valley City Police officers out there, Barnes County Sheriff's Department, and the Highway Patrol.
Boy, I don't know how many state troopers I counted. Did you have state troopers from Jamestown and Fargo come to the scene?
So we did have troopers from the Valley City, Jamestown, Oaks, and Lemoore areas that were on scene today. Today is one of the days where we have full staffing where all of our troopers are working. So in this case, you know, it worked out in our favor that we had a bunch of resources that were very, very close to this crash scene to where we could get the roadway closed. And then we're working process that scene to assist the people that were there involved.
All right. Well, thanks again, Brian, for that update. Anything to add before we let you go?
I would just say, obviously, you know, when these winter conditions that we have, and it's been a very, very long winter, I think, for everybody. You know, when we have these blizzard warnings, there's going to be opportunities where you're driving and conditions are going to be pretty good. But everybody just needs to be prepared for these reduced visibility areas. And as you're approaching them, make sure you're reducing your speeds and you're safely traveling through them. It's always important to make sure you're wearing your seatbelt because you never know when a crash might happen, right? You might be struck by somebody else. And when we have vehicles that leave the road at this time of year, the snow that is in our ditches is very, very hard, and we have a tendency to have vehicles roll over because they catch that hard snow versus sliding in, they'll catch the snow and roll. So it's always important to make sure you're wearing your seatbelt so you just stay inside that car where it's the safest where you can be.
North Dakota Highway Patrol Captain Brian Neewin with that report on those multiple crashes just west of Valley City on Friday.